This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
In the darkness of the night, heroic forces will battle for light. Hear them talk with all their might. Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon Podcast. Chatting candidly about a cartoon.
About a cartoon.
With the force of a sonic boom.
Sonic boom.
Two hearts, four hands, one moon. Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon Podcast. Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon Podcast.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I have not seen you all week.
Yeah, I've been very busy just drawing and drawing stuff.
Has anything cracked through yet?
No. Here's an update on that from this. You might not know this about me. I do not know how to draw.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, actually.
I don't know how I got this art internship.
Yeah, it just kind of happened?
Yeah.
Did you know someone who knew someone? There was a position that needed to be filled? Or?
Yes, that exactly is what happened.
Wow.
Yeah. It just goes to show you, like,
if you apply yourself, you can get anywhere in life.
Almost. Up until you stop knowing how to do that.
Oh, yeah. I guess you can get to the first stage of most things in life
yeah.
if you apply yourself.
Not very hard. So when you're looking at people and you're like, I'm so jealous of that person for getting that thing.
For their success. Yeah.
You are right to be.
Sure.
Because they might not know how to do that.
Yeah.
But then they might learn how to do it. I have not learned how to draw yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to take some classes?
Don't think so.
No?
No. Because it's an art internship, I have made no Jupiter money.
Okay.
So I don't have any money to do that.
Spend, right, yeah, right. They're not investing in you, therefore you can't invest in yourself.
Yeah, you know what they say. They say you got to spend money to make money. But
sure.
if you don't have any money to spend, you can't spend that money, so you cannot make money.
Wow.
It's an infinite loop.
So that just kind of is settled from the get-go. You just won't make money.
Yeah.
In order to make money, you got to make money.
Yeah. In order to make money, you gotta make money so that you can spend that money to make some money.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you just cut out the middleman of spending money, you just don't have money to begin with.
Yeah. Which is fine, I guess.
Yeah.
I can make a fire.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe you should join the fire department.
They make fires?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here on Jupiter, they do.
Yeah, that's really cool about them.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really shared this with many people here on Jupiter.
Sure.
But... when I transform into Sailor Minzui,
uh-huh.
I can summon lightning.
Wow.
Which starts fires if
yeah.
I get the right things.
That's how the first fire was started, I believe.
Lightning?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm almost positive the first fire was started from lightning.
Not from a volcano?
No. No, I don't think so. Not from what I've read.
Hmm. What did you read?
History of Fire.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Is it a good book?
It's alright, it's a little dry. Didn't mean it as a pun, really. I meant pretty dry writing.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah.
It was very dry writing.
Yeah. Conrad was the author.
Joseph Conrad?
No, not Joseph.
Okay.
No, but just Conrad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Conrad Birdie?
It was Birdie Conrad.
Oh, wait, is it Birdie Conrad?
Oh, I don't know. On the back of the book, it's all twisty. They always mix up the names in first and last.
The Bye Bye Birdie, it's a...
Yeah.
It's about...
Conrad Birdie.
Oh, yeah.
So, maybe it is Conrad Birdie. I always read it as Birdie Conrad.
Oh, okay. I always, in my mind, change it to Bye Bye Birdo, and it's about Birdo from the Mario.
Oh, yeah, Birdie. Yeah, that's good, that's good. Maybe I'll give that a try.
Ah, it's the same exact play.
It hasn't really clicked into place for me the last few times, so this would really, really be a boost.
Yeah, that's the thing. When they make you read all these classic books, what doesn't resonate with me is that none of the characters are from video games that I played growing up.
That's always been my problem.
Yeah.
That's always been my problem.
A Tale of Two Cities? Name one character in that.
From a video game?
From A Tale of Two Cities.
No one.
Can't do, yeah, exactly.
I can't do it.
Yeah, maybe if the two cities are Raccoon City.
Sure.
And another city from Resident Evil. Yeah, see, that's too many cities in one book.
Why not just make it about Raccoon City?
Yeah, yeah. That would be a great read.
Yeah. It was the best of times. It was Umbrella Corps.
Yeah. And you have everything you need to know right there.
Exactly.
In that one sentence. Why waste your time setting up this world that you that is separate from this world.
Reality.
That we, like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, in reality, we have video games.
Yeah.
Right?
In reality, yeah, you have video games.
So I would rather read something that refers to the world that I know,
mm-hmm.
rather than it's a whole new introduction.
Yeah.
With all these new people that I have to get to know.
Yeah.
Just keep it a priori.
Yeah. When you go to a party,
sure.
Do you want to talk to people that you haven't met before?
Not really.
No, you want to talk to the people that you know already.
Yeah, I want to see my friends.
Yeah, you want to see your friends and eat the new food, maybe.
Yeah, but well, even, in the sense that it hasn't been eaten by someone else. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to try a new dish. Like, I don't want to try something
no,
that's never
not
been
at
made
a party.
Before. No, at a party, you just want to eat, like, hot dogs or something.
Maybe at Costco,
yeah.
you know, or a Sam's Club if
that's
they're handing out samplers.
That's what they're for.
Yeah.
Because when you go there, you're prepared to try new foods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to Costco and you're just like, all right, I'm gonna walk in there,
putting on my foodie hat, mm-hmm. putting on my foodie glasses.
Yep, and I'm gonna seek out with my food with my eyes,
yep.
with my foodie eyes.
I'm gonna strap in my gold tongue, right?
Yeah, my gold tongue is actually platinum. Just recent.
What?
That's right.
You upgraded?
Yeah, I've tried so many different things that they offered it right to me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's right.
What are you still doing in an art internship?
I don't
you
know.
You belong in cafeteria sciences.
No, man. I just gotta stay at this art internship.
No, you've got a platinum tongue. You have a platinum tongue. Like, how many people have a platinum tongue?
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
The other day, I was, you know, doing my normal art things.
Yeah,
trying to draw, picking up, like, a rake and trying to draw stuff.
Sure.
And I passed by the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
Passed by the cafeteria, and there was just, like, this assortment of foods.
Sure.
And people were like, I just can't figure out what this tastes like.
Uh-huh.
Everyone left, and I was like, oh, not like I was trying to intrude, but I just, like, noticed something, and I tasted it, and I just got it.
What was it?
It was just a new flavor.
Uh-huh.
I can't really recall, but my fingers just started writing down what it was.
With a pencil or with chalk?
Hmm? With chalk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just left it there for them to find.
Wow. Did they find it?
I assume that they found it, and that they're wondering who did that. I don't want to say anything, because it's not my place.
It's not your place, but I feel like, I don't want to say anything because it's not my place. But were it my place, I would say that I do think it is your place.
Okay. Too bad it's not your place, though.
Well, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, actually. Now I'm backpedaling on that. Yeah, that is... Well, I'm sorry to be the one to deliver this bad news, but it probably won't work out.
Yeah,
had it been my place to tell you where your place is, heck yeah. In a second, I would say cafeteria sciences.
You're right. I just wish. Yeah. It's like everything's just one big circle.
Yeah.
It's you know, you have the information that you mm-hmm. need to tell me, but you can't tell it to me because it's not your place to tell me that information. So
exactly.
You don't tell me that information, so I never get it, and I never needed to get
it's like it. It's like the gift of the Magi.
Yeah.
It's like they both didn't have presents for each other, so they didn't get presents.
They did get presents.
At the end, did they?
That was the whole story.
I didn't get to the end.
What?
It was sad.
This is the second time I think we've talked about the Gift of the Magi and you've incorrectly referenced it.
Oh, man. Well, I'll get it the third time, though.
Maybe. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. That's the rules, right?
Yeah. I'm sure by the end of this run of our story.
Yeah, yeah.
I will have cracked it.
When you say the run of our story, what do you mean? You think this is a fictional universe?
I think, to quote... Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Nothing lasts forever.
Is that in Age of Ultron?
Yeah. Black Widow says it's Nick Fury at the end.
Oh, that's true.
When they're at the new Avengers mansion.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of this is going to ruin. I don't know. I've lost track of when movies are released in Earth.
Yeah.
Because I just watched the advanced copies of the AV guys.
That's true. They come... Is that a offshoot of the AV Club?
Yeah. Okay. But they still do those, like, covers. Like, bands come in and they have a list of songs to cover.
Yeah, I love when Green Day came in and covered Ant-Man.
That was amazing.
Yeah, they did a much better job, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. My favorite part...
Of the cover?
Yeah, my favorite part of the cover, Captain American Idiot.
That was so funny. Mm-hmm. That was so good.
It was great. I love that they used Falcon as Captain America.
Yeah, that was great. It's canon.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was canon.
Mm-hmm.
I also liked their cover of themselves.
Yeah.
Green Day's rendition of their song, She-Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was great. Yeah, I loved She-Hulk.
Yeah.
She-Hulk, she's lives in silence.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
God, it was
really good.
Yeah, and then Longview, it turned out to be about Hawkeye this whole time.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's because he's just like this guy who's just like hanging out and hanging around, just hanging out in his apartment.
I didn't realize that. And I try to talk to some of the younger guys about this, but they don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm gonna share it with you because I feel like you and I have a similar like cultural background. Mm-hmm. But the music video for that song, where he's just walking around and the only thing he does is pull off the phone off the hook.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize that that was he's playing Hawkeye. The costume department wasn't able to outfit him with like an actual Hawkeye costume at the time. But, like, that's him. He's playing Bart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, Hawkeye, when he's at home, isn't wearing
his
Hawkeye costume.
You know what's weird, though? Bruce is always wearing the Batman costume.
He is.
Like, anytime he's in the cave, he's got it. And I know that there was, like, one issue where they dressed it where he's like, well, I don't want to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to get in the suit?
Yeah.
Because if that's your motivation, that's just being lazy.
I like Terry McGinnis's Batman suit.
Yeah.
Because it was a computer thing that he could just tap his face or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it a lot.
Much more practical.
Yeah. I would definitely say so. And he's a wrestler. I like that, too.
Is he?
In the first episode, he's, like, wrestling against what's his name?
Oh, at school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I remember that. He's dead now in the comics.
What? Why?
I think Terry McGinnis died, and now Tim Drake is Batman.
What?
Beyond.
How old is he?
Time travel something? I don't know.
Because that takes place a lot in the future.
Yeah. There's some time travel thing going on where he's traveled to the future. I don't remember.
Then go back before Terry got hurt.
Yeah.
Bring Terry back.
Yeah, and be like, I don't want to be this. I'm going to keep being Robin 3.
Yeah. Do you think in the future, doctors will use time travel to go back and make sure accidents don't even happen in the first place?
Oh. Should I cut this out so that we can pitch that as a real movie?
Let's keep it in and let's build buzz.
Okay.
But tonight, let's write to the Jupiter WGA.
Yeah.
And say, hey, we're really interested in making sure those ideas stay within our playground.
Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, fill out this form and register, and we'll be like, no, thank you.
No.
We came directly to you.
We just told you.
As friends.
Yeah.
Like, try and...
Stop treating us like meat.
Yeah.
Just labeling us.
Listen, just because we're two civil servants who work at Jupiter City Hall doesn't mean... I guess I don't technically work here, but I filled out start
you
paperwork.
You work here. You don't get paid for your work, but you work here.
No, I will one day, though. You know, maybe not for art. But maybe for something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if art's not your calling, find something else that makes your heart sing.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Can't wait to make that heart sing.
I think it's cafeteria sciences.
I don't think it's your place.
Come on, you walked in, and look, I might be getting out of my stable here, but.
Yeah, you're like a horse getting out of your stable.
I just feel like I gotta make this quick leap. Get a bucket of apples and just drop it at your doorstep because you have a gift when it comes to food. We haven't starved once on this trip. We had nothing in the shuttle.
Listen, I understand your intentions are good. I understand you have a lot of
good... It's not my place, though.
I understand you have a lot of goodwill, but you just can't do that to me, okay?
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's fine. I understand. Hunting.
Yeah. Hunting's a good activity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to be very focused on it.
Yeah.
We don't call fishing hunting.
We don't, but it really
is. It is hunting.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of patience.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sit in a boat or by the, on the sand bank.
It's true, those two things.
Yeah. And leave the hook in there, and you have to bait a fish.
Mm-hmm.
And if you catch it, you gotta reel it in.
Yeah.
And then from there, it's really up to you.
Well, you gotta take it off the hook.
Sure, sure. You can toss it back if you really want.
Yeah, but really, what's more satisfying is taking a knife and ripping its skin off.
Once you've removed the head, right?
Whatever floats your boat.
Okay.
Literally, whichever one of those two floats your boat...
Would literally float my boat.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Because you're on a boat.
Right.
And can't let it sink.
No, I don't want to.
No. I don't think people expected to learn all about fishing, but that's just some of the things you learn from us.
I think we covered most of fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the main basics.
The fishing and game guys here?
Hmm?
The fishing and game guys here?
The team
watches over fishing and gaming?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool, right?
I guess so. I've been too afraid to talk to them ever.
Yeah, are you intimidated by them?
A little bit.
Why? What about them intimidating?
They got such big boots.
They have huge boots, but it's because they have to wade in the water all the time.
Yeah, I know that.
Water levels, like, and salinity.
I can't help but think that they keep them on after... They're not in water right now.
Yeah.
So I can't help but think that they keep them on to intimidate people.
I'm not intimidated by them, but then again, when we're doing sink repair,
Yeah.
We have to wear a pretty big gear as well.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, in case the pipes break.
Oh.
You know, we don't want to be caught in our chucks.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
They just released some Chuck 2s, though.
I saw that. They changed up the design.
They didn't really change the design. If you see them in person, the main change is that the material looks like it won't rip after, like, a week of wearing them.
I'm not interested.
I guess not. But I honestly think the big upgrade is, like, what if we made these shoes that people could wear as shoes instead of, like...
I think everything has a time and place, and by respecting that, the world keeps turning.
I guess so.
So whenever I go to a comic book shop, mm-hmm. and they're like, do you want a bag and board? No.
They've never asked me that. Oh, I guess I don't buy comic books. I use Comixology and...
You get digital?
Yeah, yeah. Because it's easier to carry around, because I eat ramen while I'm reading comic books a lot, and I don't want the ramen to splash over onto the books.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's, unfortunately, it's hard to get a lot of Earth comics here.
It's true.
And all the DC stuff that's going on with different Earths...
It's too
Jupiter's not on top of it.
Yeah. Listen, this is a public service announcement for Jupiter. Quit getting only Earth 2 books.
Yeah. The only Earth books that we get, in general,
mm-hmm.
no Marvel.
Yeah.
No Dark Horse.
Yeah.
No Icon. Yeah.
Yeah.
All we're getting is just Earth 2 stories.
Yeah.
I'm not even a huge Earth 2 fan.
I'm not a huge DC fan, to be honest.
Yeah? Too dark? I like DC's cities. I like looking
Gotham
at this. When you're reading a comic.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, characters are moving through a city.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I like when they limit it to one city. It's like, oh, cool, this book's about Gotham City, and we're in Star City now? What is this?
It's a lot of, yeah.
I wish this could be about Raccoon City.
It should be Raccoon City. In fact, there's only one city we should even really talk about. That's Raccoon City.
Yeah, it's Raccoon City.
It's our collective unconscious... Have you read Young's Raccoon City?
What?
Carl Jung?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And how we talked about, like, all our dreams, all our thoughts. They all kind of come together in this collective, unconscious Raccoon City.
Yeah. Raccoon City is like the archetype for cities.
Yeah, basically. That's what it is. Yeah. Archetype. That's exactly the word that I was kind of going towards. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all that is.
Yeah. Now, Young. That is a great read.
Young Avengers? Young Justice?
But yes. Both. But Carl Jung.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very flavorful writing.
I think I say Jung in this Y.
Jung?
Yeah. Carl Jung?
No,
it is Jung, you're right. I said it out loud and I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
In your head you say Jung?
No, I don't even, but I thought it was...
Like Patrick Jung?
Yeah, Stephen Jung?
Yeah. The Jung ones?
Yeah, yeah.
The old BBC show?
The Jungling?
Yeah.
The beer?
Yeah.
That's another thing. All the drinks here are dust and cloud based.
Yeah, they're all those are the only beers you can get.
Yeah,
it's not like an IPA or anything like that because that's based off of like how long it took for them to travel mm-hmm. like over the ocean.
Yeah,
but here it's just like, can I get a beer? What do you want? Well, what do you have on tap? We got cloudy. We got dusty.
Yeah,
I don't want to drink either of those.
Which are the two names of the planes?
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
probably. I've never seen that. Disney's Planes?
Yeah. No. I'm a huge Planes fan.
Okay. Like the amber waves of grain and the fruited planes.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Those ones.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Big fan. In fact, I'm going to go watch some right now.
You're going to go watch some planes right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
The movies. The Disney films.
All right.
That look like cars, but they're not. They're planes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. While you do that, I'm going to go wander around the cafeteria just to, you know.
Drum up some attention.
Hmm?
Just drum up some attention.
I don't want to do it.
Be present. Network.
I don't know about that.
What about networking?
No, I feel so icky doing it.
You gotta network. I know, but everyone does it.
I guess, yeah.
Here, take some of my business cards. Just cross out my name, put your name, and cross out the sync bit and the contact info and write your contact info.
Okay. I see here that your business card says... Loot Crate Talent Manager, but you crossed that out and wrote Sinks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to save some paper.
Cross that out one more time?
Yeah, just slice that.
Okay.
Just give it a slice.
Do you think people will think I'm cool for working at Loot Crate?
Well, they won't be able to read it because it's been crossed out.
That's true.
That's like a very... It would be rude for them to read the thing that's been crossed out.
I'm sorry. I forgot that my other Sailor Minsby power is that I can see through underneath
lines?
Yes.
That's huge.
You know all those redacted,
documents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to me.
Wow.
All I see is like, oh man, more reading.
Wow.
God.
I envy you.
No, man. I gotta...
It's a curse.
Yeah, now when people hand me those documents, they're like, here, just read what's not crossed out. I'm like, great. I don't know what that is.
It's all the government secrets.
Yeah.
You know what? I think maybe we could use this to an advantage. I think we can get you out of the art department and get you an espionage.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to go snoop through some documents?
Yeah. Let's ditch our other plans and let's go snoop through some documents.
Okay, cool.
All right.
All right. Hey, Omar, what's that little thing you're holding?
Oh, it's a child. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Whoa, man. When did you become a father?
Recently.
It must not be easy.
No, but whatever. I ignore it.
Whoa, Omar. You're a father now.
Okay.
And you have to take time to do something very important.
Like, is it play through a game, or...?
No, Omar. It's to be one.
A father?
Yeah, a father.
You're right.
What was... What?
You're right, okay? You're right. I'm gonna take time to be a father.
Hey, I'm really proud of you.
Thanks.
What's this little thing's name?
Schumacher.
Did you make that up just now?
No, it's, wasn't my idea. Schumacher.
Remember what I said about being a father?
I do.
Go fix that, man.
Okay. And we're back.
Yeah, we sure are. Man, it's hard to keep my eyes open from all this reading.
That was a few hours of reading, and you are a champ.
Thank you.
You are a champ.
Well, Jupiter government is very, very corrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of issues. A lot of people said they served military time, but they did not.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people also are not really people, but are lizard people.
Yeah. We noticed this both because when we're reading the documents, it said, they served, and then it was redacted mm-hmm. in the government.
Yeah.
And then when you read it, it said they served, no, they didn't.
Yeah.
In the government.
Yeah.
And then, they are not redacted lizard people.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really said they are not
redacted. Yeah.
Lizard people.
So a lot of double negatives in here to cover the tracks. Yeah. So even without redacting stuff, they probably would have been better off not crossing that stuff out because no one would have thought to look at it.
I guess so. But then again, I don't have powers like you and I didn't think about it. I didn't think twice about it.
But it was redacted though.
Yeah.
So you were like, I'm going to look at...
I just kind of glossed over it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jupiter... I feel very unsafe here.
Yeah.
I know you have a budding career as a sync designer and that your legacy will remain intact.
That's going so well.
And I don't know if you got this, but I was planning to Goodwill Hunting my way through and get into the cafeteria science.
Is that what the whole leaving, like, chalk answers and stuff was about?
Yeah.
That's why you waited for everyone to leave. You went in.
Yeah.
Dressed like a custodian.
Mm-hmm.
Tasted the food.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote down the answers.
Yes.
Left, and you wrote it in chalk on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
And they came back and they're like, who was this?
Yeah.
And no one would ever suspect you.
No.
Because you're just the lowly art intern that just dressed like a custodian for that one bit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what I was trying to do.
Wow. That was a good setup.
I thought so.
That was a good setup.
I thought so.
I didn't even see the payoff coming until just now.
No. There's no way you would have. I hit it so well.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't feel happy here. But you don't feel safe here.
I don't feel safe here. I don't feel fulfilled here. So maybe the safety thing is a push in the right direction.
Should we leave?
I hate to say it, but I think we should leave Jupiter.
All right.
I know that it seemed like we finally found a place to settle down among the stars. Not in the stars, but among the stars.
Yeah, just closer to the stars.
Yeah.
Farther away from the one star that we're fully aware of.
Yeah. But closer slightly towards other stars.
Yeah, yeah. I would say quite a bit closer.
Yeah.
Lots of miles closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, miles definitely.
Yeah.
Shoot. No, I know it's hard to leave.
I was going to start a family here.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
You meet someone?
No.
Okay.
I don't need a partner to raise a family.
Okay.
I'm a grown-ass man.
Okay, I guess so. You're just going
to... I've got a solid job. I've got health care.
You're just going to find a family?
I was like, yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to tell you about this, but in one of the documents, it said Omar has health care.
Yeah?
But it was redacted and says has no health care.
No! Yeah. I looked right over that little bit because it was redacted.
Yeah, it was redacted and...
I have no health care?
No.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here. Okay, I have a pretty good plan.
Okay, lay it on me.
I think it's pretty good.
Lay it on thick.
I don't know if you noticed.
Probably
Jupiter City Hall.
Yeah.
Looks exactly like Hill Valley Earth City Hall.
Yeah.
There's a lot of thunder and lightning going on.
I think I know where you're going. You want to continue doing the Goodwill bit.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to get a car just like Matt Damon gets at the end of... Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah.
And drives off.
Yeah, the how do you like them apples vehicle?
Yeah, yeah, the how do you like them apples vehicle. We're going to attach an antenna to it.
Great.
We'll drive past City Hall as lightning strikes it.
Sure.
Which happens once every, like, 25 minutes.
Yeah, here it's because there's the storm. There's the eyeball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that movie Back to the Future?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. You have the Robert Zemeckis movie. He did the Polar Express, you know.
Yeah, I remember Zemeckis. I'm a big fan of Zemeckis' work. He also did some other DreamWorks movies, right?
I think so. I know he did Flight.
And yeah.
He was in talks.
Yeah, that
he
was Flight.
He was in talks to do How to Survive a Garden Gnome Attack or something.
Oh. Okay. We'll see how that goes after the Goosebumps film.
I don't think it should come out.
Yeah. Okay.
Zemeckis did the Goosebumps film?
No, I'm saying that there's gnomes in the Goosebumps film.
Oh, okay.
I think that's gonna flood the market, but...
Okay, cool. Because there were gnomes in Gravity Falls.
Yeah, there's also gnomes in Gravity Falls. Yeah.
So, okay, here's the plan. We attach an antenna.
Great.
To our How Do You Like Them Apples vehicle.
Totally in.
We drive past the clock tower.
Great.
Wait, is there a clock tower?
I can have one installed.
Okay, cool. We'll build a clock tower.
Sure.
Step three.
Yeah.
I'll just circle until you get that clock tower built.
Great, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Get it warm, right?
We're gonna... I know we're not supposed to do this.
Uh-huh.
Because... In Sailor Moon, Chibiusa was not supposed to travel through time, but we're going to travel through time.
Okay.
To right before our space shuttle crashes.
Into Jupiter?
Yes.
And we're going to undo it?
Yeah. What's going to happen is...
All the lessons we learned here.
Yeah, we're going to forget a lot of stuff. Okay, so that's going to... Wait, no, we won't. We'll remember still. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to go back in time. The versions of us in that timeline are still going to crash on Jupiter.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go there with a shield and install it around our space shuttle.
So, the shuttle won't crash. We'll just leaving our past versions.
Our past versions will be flung out of the space shuttle, probably killed as they land on Jupiter.
Right.
We'll fly the space shuttle away.
I don't feel great about it.
Yeah.
But it's our only option.
It's literally the only thing we can do.
All right. I'm sending an email right now to the guys. They should be ready in about 10 minutes.
The clock tower?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Because I put a high priority on it. That's why it would take very little time.
Okay, so 10 minutes for that. I'm going to need about 8 minutes.
Great.
I'll do that in between. I have to go get a Jupiter driver's license.
Okay.
So 8 minutes or so.
Great.
That should be good. Don't worry, I'll drive it. You don't need to get me for gas or anything, or plutonium.
No, I'll figure out a way to pay you back.
No, you don't need to do it.
I'll figure out a way.
Listen, between friends, it's not important, okay? Right. You're going to get me back some other way, and...
You're paying it forward, I'll pay it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can also pay it forward.
No, I'm just going to pay you back.
Okay, you can pay it forward, though, also.
To whom? To what? Why?
You're right, yeah, just pay me back.
Yeah, I'll just pay you back. Somehow. It's simpler.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then that person would owe me... And I would have to pass that debt on to you.
Yeah, you're right. We don't want any more circles. Circles are what got us into this.
Yeah, you're right. Let's just close the loop, get the hell out of Jupiter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to go straight towards Earth.
Yeah, because we're going to follow our trajectory.
Yeah.
We're going to go back into a loop.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. But that's the last loop.
Yeah, that's the last loop that we're going to do. Okay. I think we've got this all settled out.
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah. All right. You got anything to do? You want to come with me to the DMV?
Yeah, I'll walk with you. I sent the email. I have nothing to do with the clock tower. There's no sinks involved.
Cool. You want to watch episode 20 of Sailor Moon?
Great. Let's do it.
Okay, great. Which way?
Forward.
Forward, always.
Hey, Minzwee.
Yeah, Omar.
Do you ever run into an issue where you're watching a commercial and the sound is just a little bit off?
Yeah, I get so mad and throw things and break stuff.
It's the worst, right?
Yeah, because I get so mad and throw things and break stuff.
And you're losing money?
I sure am. I have to buy new vases every week.
God. Well, with our company, you can send us your commercial that's slightly off track, and we will fix it for you and ship it back to the people who put it on their TV stations.
We sure will. What do we charge for that? Nothing?
Absolutely incorrect. $19.99. So, one-time payment per commercial.
That's a very low rate for such a high amount of work.
It is. It is. $19.99.99.
Wait, 19. So that's still almost $20. It approaches $20.
No, $99.99. $2,000. I'm not breaking more pennies into pennies.
Okay, I thought you wanted to make a smaller unit where instead of breaking pennies into hundreds, we break them into
I just got half pence, and I just kept cutting the half pence until there were like lesser pence.
Yeah, I was very confused by the price just then.
No, $2,000. But if you're listening to this and you say that we sent you back to ourselves, I'll knock it down to $19.99.99.
What are you saying that time? What,
like 200.
Oh, two.
This is the 200.
Okay. Oh, I understand. Yeah. Okay, $200.
Yeah.
Okay.
But less than that.
No. Wait, what?
Like a smidge less than that.
We don't need that extra penny. Thousandth of
it's
a
like
penny?
It's like a hair of
zero,
it.
Zero,
yeah.
One of a penny?
Like a shaving of copper.
I'm going to be honest. I really wish we had someone that we could outsource this math to.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Anyway, use our service, whatever it was.
All right, we're walking back from the DMV.
Yeah, I got only 5 of those questions wrong, but you can get 6 wrong and still get your license.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Makes me feel safe.
I'm not happy with my picture.
Yeah? Why not?
I look dumb.
Don't worry about it. No one's going to check it.
But what if they pull me over? They're going to think I'm dumb.
Then just ask for a new one. When they say, can I see your license? Just go like, no, actually you can't because I'm very self-conscious about it.
Oh, yeah, they'll probably understand.
Yeah.
Jupiter police are very nice up here, at least.
Very understanding.
But...
in most neighborhoods.
But so corrupt, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why they're so happy. They're getting handouts left and right.
Sometimes I wish I hadn't seen all those documents. Sometimes I wonder...
should we go... no.
We're not going to go back in time and warn ourselves not to... because... forward.
Yeah.
Always
we
forward.
Always got to move forward.
Except for when we're going back in time.
We
right
are
now.
Going back in time, but that's because we're going... forward to make sure we can continue.
Yeah, we're going back forward to the...
technically, we're still going forward.
Yeah. You know that movie Back to the Future?
Yeah.
You've heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay, cool. So, you know how they go back to the future?
Yeah, and then there's the Enchantment Under the Sea dance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
We're going forward to the past, which is like how they did it, but they were moving forward, so we're actually moving forward.
So we're going... forward to the past.
We're going forward
not
to the past.
Not back to the future. We're going forward to the past.
Yeah, okay. And we're going to avoid all the mistakes that they made.
That's forward.
Yeah.
That's not back.
No.
We're not going to the future. We're going to the past.
Yeah, we're going to the past.
That's
we're going
forward.
Forward to the past. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Interestingly enough...
same thing happened in the episode of Sailor Moon we just watched.
Yeah. We got a lot of, like... there's a lot of things to take away from it. There's a lot of things we can learn from it.
Yeah.
So they start in the future.
Yeah.
They go back to the past.
Yep.
No, they go forward to the past.
They go forward to the past, like we're going forward.
Yeah. Sailor Moon's still very jealous of Chibiusa, who she now knows is her daughter.
Yeah, all is revealed.
Mm-hmm. We learn all about Crystal Tokyo.
Yep.
And how it's been like this utopia where people live very long.
Mm-hmm.
And that created peace, and then they were attacked.
Yeah, by a mysterious dark crystal.
Yeah. They go back to the past so that Chibiusa can feel sad about Usagi feeling sad.
Yeah.
And then they go forward to the future.
Because Chibiusa
goes forward to the future.
To go hang out with her parents.
Oh, wait, no. Okay, so Chibiusa went back to the future.
Right.
Which is backwards, which is why they got in so much trouble.
Right.
Because now everyone is captured.
Yeah. Because everyone went to go get Chibiusa.
Yeah.
And then they got captured. But then Tuxedo Mask got some help from himself.
Yeah.
Got a little pat on the back from himself.
He got a literal pat on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then was able to defeat...
Esmeralda.
Yeah. And then everything was all right.
Yeah.
Except Sailor Moon can't use her powers.
No, she can't. Because her crystal doesn't work in the...
she needs the future
crystal.
Her crystal
doesn't work in the past because she... in the future because she went back to the future.
Right.
When she should have been going forward
to the past.
Which is what we are going to do.
We're not
going to
make the same mistake.
No. Listen, we're not Sailor Moon.
No.
We love Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
But we're not Sailor Moon.
No.
So we're not going to make this mistake.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great. I think we learned all the lessons we need to learn from the episode.
I think so.
Was there anything we missed from the episode?
I don't think so. Those were all the necessary lessons.
That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
Everything else was kind of discovered in the last one.
I think so.
Pluto was there again, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tuxedo Mask told her that she could break the law.
Yeah.
Of time.
Yeah. Because it's an emergency.
Yeah. So I guess, I don't think we're glossing over the fact that time travel is illegal or that we shouldn't be doing it.
No, I wouldn't say we're glossing over that at all.
No. No, not at all.
Yeah.
Okay. I need another 2 minutes to learn to drive.
Okay.
So I'm going to need that time.
Okay.
If we miss the lightning thing, we just wait a little bit, yeah?
25 minutes.
Okay.
On average.
Okay. I guess we, you want to travel through time?
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's fix this.
Whoa, wait a minute. I think we're overlooking an opportunity here, though.
What's the opportunity?
Listen, if we're leaving this planet,
mm-hmm.
we're never going to look back.
Yeah.
We know it's very corrupt.
Yeah.
I'm going to go tell Ralph how I really feel.
That's a great idea.
I really want to tell Ralph how I really feel.
That's a great idea.
I hate that guy.
Let's go do that real quick.
Okay.
And then we'll get in the car. And then we'll hit some lightning.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Oh, man, my head hurts a bunch.
Why is that?
I'm trying to figure out this fraction. You know, when I graduated elementary school, they told me I would never need fractions again.
Oh, that was a lie. That was, oof, that probably poisoned your graduation ceremony in your memory. Because you will definitely need to do maths for the rest of your life.
What? Oh.
Or maybe you won't.
Whoa, okay, I need anything to preserve the memory of my graduation from elementary
school.
With
our consulting firm, we will do the math for you. You send us your maths, we do the maths, and we give you solutions.
Oh, thank God. You know, I've just been looking for something to preserve my perfect memory. I just needed. When I gave my graduation speech, I quoted Spider-Man, and they told me, "With great power comes great responsibility." That's what I told everyone. But I want that responsibility to be on someone else. Someone else got to do it.
Well, thanks for the responsibility, and thanks for the additional power.
Yeah,
we'll do it for you.
Whoa, that seems just so easy. I hate filling out forms and finding stuff. I wish there was some sort of service where I could get someone else to find these services for me.
What an interesting concept.
Hmm. Oh well, but just use our thing, whatever it was again. Whoa, man, you got pretty graphic with Ralph.
That felt great.
Yeah.
That felt great.
That felt really good, though. Yeah. I just felt like I was holding it in all that time. If I had left Jupiter with all that on my chest,
I would have
regretted it forever.
Would have weighed down. You wouldn't have been able to focus on the driving like
no.
you are right now.
No, not at all. All right, man. All right.
That felt great. Ralph, you're on the list of people we don't like. That includes Kyle and Stuart.
Yeah. You know how I said that there's a Kyle on every planet?
Yep.
I think we found our Kyle.
It was Ralph.
It was Ralph.
Yep.
Jeez.
All right, we are driving towards the clock tower. It's just about being finished. By the time they finish it, it should be struck by lightning.
Yeah, it looks great, by the way.
Oh, thank you. They're great. I can't take any credit for them. I just passed the message on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I worked with some of the tower guys on another job. And it really, really good work. Really, really. They pay attention to quality. They pay attention to detail. Mm-hmm. All right, well.
Should I tell you this?
Yeah, you should.
Okay. Redacted documents. Tower guys don't beat their wives.
They don't?
Redacted hard.
So they don't?
They don't beat their wives hard.
I'm gonna send an email really quickly right before we get to the... I'm just publishing that. There we go. Publishing that to the springboard.
Okay.
Alright, let's get out of here.
Alright.
I'm tired of this.
Alright.
This place seemed nice, but when you scratch the surface of any utopia, you're gonna find out that it's just like any other society. It has issues, but the only thing with a utopia is they don't deal with them.
And that's the thing.
That's the
problem.
They
turn a blind eye to their issues so that they don't exist.
You can't fix people.
Mm-hmm. We don't need everything to be perfect, but we need everything to be open.
Yeah.
All right, this thing's going to hit 88 miles an hour. We're going to see some serious shit. Hopefully your tweets will still make it to us at HeySailorMoon or email at HeySailorPodcast@gmail.com.
It's been a pleasure, and honestly, it's been a little bit of a displeasure.
A little bit.
We're about to hit this lightning. We really hope this works.
We'll see you in the past.
Forward.
Or as we move forward to the past. Ready? hate doing stuff myself.
What? Why?
Because I don't have time for that. I got businesses to run, probably.
Yeah, that sounds about true. You know something that would help?
What's that?
Postmates.
Whoa, Postmates?
Yep.
Is that a service that exists?
Yeah, it's a service that exists.
Whoa.
Look it up.
I will.
Or
wait.
Ask Postmates to do it for you.
Whoa. Well, okay. I feel like I'm trapped in a slight causality loop type situation.
Sure.
In which I can't look up Postmates.
Uh-huh.
I want someone else to look Postmates up for me, but I need Postmates to look Postmates up for me.
Right. That seems like a little bit of a conundrum.
Yeah.
Between you and me, what I'd suggest? Get Postmates to figure this out for you.
Oh. Okay, cool. What is that?
Look it up. Or get Postmates to look it up for you.
Oh, what a good... Wait a minute. I feel like I'm trapped in some sort of causality loop type situation here where I need Postmates to look up Postmates for me, but I can't do it because I don't know what Postmates is.
Sure, sure. Or has Postmates been working for you the whole time?
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
To find out the answer to that, call up Postmates.
All right, I sure... Wait, I don't want to do it, though.
Well, luckily there's something that'll do it for you.
What?
Postmates.
Oh, that's a good idea. Wait, I feel like I'm trapped in some sort of causality loop type situation in which I need to know what Postmates is in order to have them call Postmates for me.
I see where you're coming from. I'm hearing the note. I have one recommendation for you.
What's that?
Postmates.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, except wait a minute. I feel like I'm trapped in some sort of causality loop type situation.